We have all heard our fair share of cliches, and I'm sure we have all said our fair share as well. And as I have gotten older, I have begun to view cliches and stereotypes, for that matter, as somewhat as a necessary evil. Or at least something that helps create a sense of order in, at times, seems like an orderless world. There are certain situations where it is nice to know that we belong. Being with family, with friends, cultural celebrations, a faith community. Now, of course, in my younger years, and especially when I was first coming out, I was adamantly against placing myself in any sort of box or any category. I was determined I was going to be something the world had never seen, and that could never fit into any box. Hindsight is so funny, isn't it? Now, during this period of my life, I remember being with my parents at a restaurant, and they wanted to talk to me about a few things. And especially at this age, we all love those kind of conversations. Granted, I was around 17 or 18 and in full force teenage adolescence, so I'm sure it was somewhat warranted. Still, I probably got a bit defensive because how could this be? I was being me. I was going to be the next big thing, something the world was waiting for. After all, I am the spitting image of both my parents. What they wanted to talk about was not so much a stereotype or about the person we all believe that God created me or us to be. Their concern was real. They wanted to talk with me about being sure I was living the most authentic life possible, whatever that may be for myself. Now, being the kind of child I was, I took what they said seriously because I did value their opinion, and I knew where they were coming from. However, I was having fun. I was comfortable. I was 17. Now, there are cliches about everything, one which I've already said you're the spitting image of, but there's also ones like father like son, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, growing like a weed. Hopefully you have noticed a theme with these cliches, and not just that they provide some very true imagery about life, but that they are cliches about childhood. There are many more out there, yet there is one that resonates deep within me. And it may be the most used or the most we hear a lot, but it is kids say the darndest things. It resonates with me because, in my opinion, what it means is kids speak the truth. Kids seek the truth. And at this time, I do invite Greta to come forward. She's going to read a scripture reading for us.
A reading from Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 through 5. At the time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Then he called a little child over to sit among the disciples and said, "I assure you that if you don't turn your lives around and become like this little child, you will definitely not enter the kingdom of heaven. Those who humble themselves like this little child will be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me."
And I am fortunate enough, and I'll speak for the many adult volunteers as well, that week after week we get to experience the curiosity, hear truth being spoken. We get to see their minds work as they grapple with ideas and concepts like the kingdom of heaven. I mean, you can see it in their eyes and how they picture and visualize what it may look like. I mean, the words kingdom and heaven, it's pretty neat. I want to say it was about my second year at Highlands. It was Palm Sunday, and the children were all coming down. They were waving their branches, and we were all set for children's time. And it was the beginning of Holy Week, and a lot was going to be happening. I wanted to give the kids a brief description of the week events. So on Monday, I said, on Monday, cleansing the temple. Tuesday was a big teaching day. Wednesday, nothing was really recorded. Probably Jesus was resting. He was staying with his friends in Bethany. Thursday, Friday, the Last Supper, Saturday on the cross, Sunday, and then what happened, I asked. What happened? Suddenly, a little girl raised her hand so very proudly to declare what happened next. She said, "He escaped." And this coming from the mouth of babes. And it is so true, kids do say the darndest things. There is the sense of fearlessness that children embody, a desire to speak and share the truth, and it is truly a beautiful thing. At this point, I invite Ian to come forward. He's going to read one last scripture.
A reading from Matthew chapter 19, verse 14 to 15. Some people brought children to Jesus so that he would place his hands on them and pray. But the disciples scolded him. "Allow the children to come to me," Jesus said. "Don't forbid them, because the kingdom of heaven belongs to people like these children." Then he blessed the children and went away from them.
Each week we welcome our children into this community of faith. We see them walking, or more like running, skipping, hopping down for children's time. Every week we are blessed to witness the kingdom of heaven right here. I often ask myself, how can I as an adult once again touch that space that empowers, that mobilizes, and most importantly, humbles me? How can we in our adult daily routines walk or run and hop to the kingdom of heaven? Because the kingdom is around us. The image on the front of your bulletin is quite profound. In it, the children are whole. The adults are not. As we grow and experience life, we all deal with the good and the sorrow that comes along with it. We manage, we cope, because we have to. We fracture a bit. We have so many other people who rely on us in our lives, our employees, our aging parents, our own children. We carry the burdens of so many. Again, how can we reach that space that connects with us, connects with the utter joy of being a child of God? No matter what age we achieve, we are children of God. To push aside our adult anxieties, fears, doubts, and embarrassments, and to lead a life with excitement of that of a child. I'm going to take this moment to pivot a little bit and recognize the sad reality that there are too many children in our community and around the world that carry very real grief with them. Unfortunately, children are not immune from the big world problems that they cannot control. From war-torn countries to our own homelessness and affordable housing crisis we see happening in our very city, children carry with them the stress and the sorrows of their caregivers. What can we do about this? Also, I'd like to recognize that for us, going to that space of childhood certainly brings up a variety of emotions. Yet, if we were able to even grasp at that space, to skim the surface of the joy of childhood, and even the painful parts of childhood, I believe we could unleash a potential in our adult self, not only to heal whatever may need to be healed from our youth, but to open this beautiful space in our heart to help and carry the ease of the pain of the children in our world. I believe our call from Jesus is just that, as adults, to mirror back the gift of what children are so easily able to provide. For this to fuel a life of justice and compassion, we see this every day, every week, with the children that surround us here. May we continue to celebrate, cherish, and mirror back the beauty of all this. Doing this, I believe, from deep down in my soul, will help us to once again lead a life of excitement.